The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We were celebrating our 40th birthdays. Yes, it was a few years, or possibly decades ago. A friend I had known since our days at Luther Seminary and I shared a birthday, so we decided to celebrate together. We went to dinner in downtown Minneapolis, and then we decided to have kind of a change from our normal routine, and we wanted to listen to some alternative music, so we went to a club nearby. As I recall, it was one of those smoky dive kinds of places. It had all black walls, a huge video screen, and a diverse crowd. I remember a motorcycle in the corner, with a human skeleton astride, and a really good sound system playing hard-driving, industrial rock music loud. I thought, I don't think I'm in Wayzata anymore. And while matters of faith are never far from my heart and mind, birthday celebration or no, I really wasn't expecting to be touched by God in that place. Silly me, my mistake. Our gospel reading today describes an event in Jesus' life that was extraordinary, that touched the lives of Peter, James, and John. Jesus took the three up the mountain, and in front of their very eyes, Jesus was transfigured. Divine light radiated from his face and even through his clothing. Matthew said he shined like the sun. And then the disciples saw Moses and Elijah with Jesus, great heroes of their faith history, who lived and died 12 and 8 centuries earlier. Moses was given the law at Sinai, so he represented to them the authority of God. Elijah was the great prophet, representing the care of God's people throughout their history. They were long gone, and yet there they were, talking with Jesus. Luke's account adds the detail that they were talking with Jesus about his departure, about the suffering and death that he would endure. And I'm moved by the tenderness of this scene. I believe they encouraged Jesus about what he was facing for the salvation of the world, a plan in place from the very beginning. For Peter, watching this happen, it was, of course, overwhelming and fabulous. He was expecting maybe a little prayer time with Jesus on the mountain as usual, but not this. And when he saw Jesus shining like that and talking with Moses and Elijah, well, he wanted that mountaintop experience to last forever. He wanted to build condos there for each of them so they could just stay. He He was completely surprised by God, and he didn't stop talking until God interrupted from the cloud, saying, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Peter, James, and John fell to the ground. They were overcome with fear. But did you notice what happened next? Jesus came to them, and he touched them. Jesus, the guy they know and eat with, their teacher and friend, he said to them, "Get up and do not be afraid." And he told them not to tell anyone, but really, who would believe it anyway? But would they ever forget that for those moments, they saw Jesus as he really was, dazzling, holy, God in the flesh? They would never forget it, although they would not understand it until after they saw him raised from the dead. 2 Peter reflects on this event, saying, "We had seen his majesty with our own eyes when we were with him on the holy mountain." Do you think that when being a disciple got difficult for Peter and James and John, they would remember both the image of Jesus glowing like the sun and his hand on their shoulder, telling them not to be afraid? And would that not give them the courage to get up and do whatever needed to be done? There are moments in life when we are touched by God. One of my professors in seminary, Dr. Raleigh Martinson, used to tell us, "God is on the loose in the universe. God touches human beings when we spend time in prayer and in the breaking of the bread, and when we read scripture. God touches us through the beauty of a sunset and the hug of a child. We will be touched by God, I am absolutely certain, when we see the first flower come up in the spring, and I have faith that spring will come again." God touches us through other people. That phone call you get from a friend exactly when you need it. And in those scary times of life, when we are anchored by knowing God is right there with us. And sometimes God meets us when we least expect it, in surprising times and places, not according to our plan or timing. God is not confined by our expectations and is on the loose in the universe, including, apparently, in a smoky dive in downtown Minneapolis during a birthday celebration with alternative music playing and black walls and a skeleton on a motorcycle, in what seemed it would be like a change of pace for two seminary graduates. Well, we found a place to sit, and the very next song, played loud enough to permeate our bone marrow, was not at all what I expected. It was "Personal Jesus" by the English band Depeche Mode. It goes like this: "Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone, lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best and put me to the test. Things on your chest you need to confess, I will deliver. You know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith." I can tell you it got our full attention as two people who love Jesus. But others were listening carefully too. A few people were dancing their brains out, and the rest of us, while listening to Depeche Mode sing "Personal Jesus," were also mesmerized by the silent images on the huge video screen. The scene was not a rock video with lots of leather and spandex. No, it was clearly from Bible times, showing an angry crowd holding rocks. A woman was pulled into its center and she looked terrified. And then a man talked to the crowd. He didn't seem to say a lot, but his presence was compelling. And then they slowly dropped their stones and they walked away. Of course it was from the movie Jesus of Nazareth. It was where Jesus says, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." He was defending the vulnerable, as he always does. There, before me, in that smoky dive, was my Lord and Savior, in song and sight, personal Jesus and Jesus of Nazareth. I had not expected to find the Lord there, at least not so specifically and powerfully and beautifully portrayed. I believe he touched some lives that night, of folks who might not find their way to a church to hear about him. Not to judge, but I really don't think everyone else at that club was clergy. For one thing, they were much better dancers than my seminary classmates. No offense. God is on the loose in the universe, my friends, beyond our expectations, beyond our understanding. God touches us here as we worship and pray and sing and care for one another, and out there in the world too, the world that needs God so much, wherever people peacefully work for mercy and justice. Let's look for God. Let's welcome God. Let's expect God in all the places we go. And may God make us shine a little too with the light of divine love as we care for one another and the world God loves. Amen.